They're losing to Michigan in the Elite Eight, but the team is already looking ahead to next season. Donovan says the team could improve on rebounding with some of the new players.
I thought we did make some really good strides this year on the defensive end of the floor. I felt like we could be a good defensive team. I think that proved out for our team for most of the year. I thought we had some rebounding issues this year a little bit when we got caught having to play small when Will was out. So I think I'm hopeful that some of that will get better with the guys that are coming back and guys that are going to be coming in.
Sticking with Gator sports, the Florida baseball team defeated rival Florida State last night 4-3. The Gators have won 5 of their last 7 games and improved to 16-18 in the season. Next, the team will host South Carolina. UF sophomore catcher Taylor Gushy says the team needs to drive and energy to win the game.
Momentum's the key for any team, really. And I think it really doesn't change for any team to keep momentum. It's just like, I don't know, it's completely necessary. It's fun when you have momentum too.
Catch live coverage of the game here on ESPN Radio 850-900 starting at 7:25 tomorrow. In some football news, the Gators defensive lineman coach Bryant Young has recently announced that he'll be stepping down from his position. He stated that his decision was because he wanted to spend more time with his family. The former NFL All-Pro joined Florida staff in 2011. And the Gators softball game is underway against in-state rival USF. The last time these two teams met, Florida walked away with a 3-1 victory. The Gators are coming off of a loss to Mississippi State on Sunday. And the game is currently USF 1, UF 0 in the bottom of the second. More cheap seats coming your way for ESPN Radio 850-900. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. I'd have to say freshmen Kelsey Stewart, Kirsty Merritt, Taylor Fuller, they've really shown a lot of talent. Also, the sophomores Brianna Little, of course, Lauren Hager. And, I mean, you know, last time these two teams met, Gators used Lauren and Kirsty to edge past USF for 3-1. So we'll see what happens tonight.
I guess my sports information.
Sports.
Your favorite local sports hosts, the Florida Gators, and the best North Florida high school sports. The new ESPN 850-900.